Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I was told that, the attendance might be a little light on this show because it's so hot outside and you have to stand in line in the heat. So, all these years, I still don't know how to adjust a mic stand. So thank you for coming and doing that. That's awesome that the place is, they shouldn't have said anything to me. I would have been like, no, business as usual. They're like, might be a little light, might be light tonight. Oh. My name is Doug and I love movies. coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, August 27th, I think it is, Two Oceans 13. Since last I spoke and you listened, I flew to Charlotte, North Carolina to perform at UNC. Super fun show there. Thanks to everybody that came out. I interrupted Evil Dead at CineFamily, and that was also a good time. The next interruption at CineFamily is Fast 6 tomorrow night, and it's sold out, so why'd I bring it up? And then, because you can come see on September 5th, I'm doing an interruption of Mommy Dearest at the CineFamily, CineFamily.org for tickets. And then September 10th in Yonkers, New York, I'm going to do an interruption of the movie Cabin Fever at the Alamo Drafthouse. Go to alamodrafthouse.com. Prize bet. Oh, wait. No, shit. God damn it. I write things out of order sometimes, and then I skip stuff. I did stand-up at the Fuck Yeah Fest in Los Angeles, here in Los Angeles. And thanks to Chili Beans for the Fuck Yeah sunglasses. And Magic Taxi for the free Fuck Yeah cab ride. You gotta say Fuck Yeah in everything, right? Because it was the Fuck Yeah Fest, which I love that they call it FYF Fest, because then they're calling it Fuck Yeah Fest. just to clean it up for the kids. Looking ahead, I'll be at the Turner Ballroom in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on September 15th, and there are over 800 seats left. Yeah. Why am I playing a 1,000-seat venue? I mean, it'll be a nice, intimate show in a gigantic place for those who did buy tickets. So I don't think I'm going to be mad at you. I'm not going to yell at you for being a small crowd. I never understand when people do that, but I do it too. So I don't understand myself. What's in the prize bag? Lots of fun stuff. A T-shirt I got at Fuck Yeah Fest that
I got to pull out of the bag because I don't remember what it says on it. It's from a company called keepitkush.com. And this one is, what does that say? Half-o?
Half-o.
I don't think that's right. It has something to do with weed. I don't think, does it? Half ounce. Bam. So wear that proudly. And I'll have more of those coming up in the ensuing weeks. And then I've also got, of course, well, not of course, we'll wait. We'll hold off on that one for a second. But we've got my CD, Gateway Doug. And then, you know, the author of this book isn't here, and neither is the subject of this book. But I thought it'd be fun to give away. Where the fuck is it? Oh, there it is. Chuck Norris cannot be stopped. 400 all new facts about the man who knows neither fear nor mercy. So somebody's going to get that. I flipped through it. They're funny. I didn't need 400 of them, but it's pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, very excited about tonight's lineup. Please welcome Paul F. Tompkins, Jen Kirkman, and Harry Dean Stanton. Please welcome them. Summon them with your applause and love. It is like a haunted maze back there. It's very complicated.
I'm a legend.
That's exactly how I was hoping this would go. If you were shy at all about it, I would be saddened.
Legend in my own mind.
No, people loved you, and they're excited to see you. And I was excited. I have to thank you for letting your publicist talk you into this, because I'm sure that's what happened. Probably not a regular listener to the podcast. Probably usually don't have to open your own water. You have, like, people that do that? Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, Paul F. Tompkins is here also, everybody.
Hello. Also. And hello.
How you doing?
Doug, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Mr. Stanton here has a documentary that is all about him. Called, and I forgot to bring the poster out here, that one of the prizes today is,
why did you,
is the poster. Would you do that, Jen Kirkman?
Oh, what a dear you are.
Where is it?
It's in the green room.
Okay.
You can't miss it.
It's a big poster with, it's got Harry Dean Stanton on it. And I think he just saw the poster for the first time backstage.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. It's about time.
That was very fast.
That was crazy. Like she stepped out and then stepped back in. Extremely well done. And we have to have him. We have to have him sign this too. And
oh, I'd be happy to.
And it's a documentary called Partly Fiction, and it's they followed you around with cameras. How was that experience? It doesn't seem like that's something you would necessarily want to do.
I've been doing it all my life.
You're used to the cameras. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And why is it, we're really going to go deep here, why is it that in You, Me, and Dupree, you play the role of Curly, but you're uncredited in the film. Why don't you get credit for being Curly?
I don't know what film you're talking about.
It's called You, Me, and Dupree.
Who was in it?
That Owen would be Wilson. The one with Owen Wilson and Matt Dillon.
Dillon, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kate Hudson?
Sure. I can't remember what I did. What did you play?
Someone named Curly.
Don't remember.
Hey, you guys know we're not playing the Leonard Maltin game tonight, right? Aw. People are saddened by it.
So what's the question?
I think you answered it. Like, I think you're uncredited because you're not even aware of being in it. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. it's not important.
No, I just noticed for a lot of your films, you're uncredited, and I think it's probably just because you're such a rebel that you just, like, you don't even care if nobody needs to see your name.
Well, I get credit in most of the films I do.
Most of them, yeah. We're going to fight. Did I mention that Jen Kirkman is here? Not only did she bring out the poster, but she also brought for the prize bag copies of her book, I Can Barely Take Care of Myself, and her DVD.
Audio book. It looks like a DVD, but it's just an audio book. I don't want people to get excited. And
all right, well, let's just take that out of the bag then. We won't include that.
Have you considered making a DVD of you reading the book?
I actually think that would be pretty funny if they let me do it in my house and not in a studio.
And you would read it to yourself, not out loud.
Oh, even better. Very Andy Warhol.
Do you think anybody reads the book while listening to the...
There's one person who's probably going to murder me someday, and I think he probably does. He lives in the Midwest. And that's not to do with why he would murder me. I think the reasons are clear.
I think that's how I would do it.
Can I also point out that Jen Kirkman not only instantly came back with that poster, but then because it's on foam core, she held it up and expertly walked it like a ring girl, like a boxing ring round girl across the stage. It was wonderfully done.
Thank you. I've had some modeling training when I was 11. And I just thought, when am I going to use it? Never, you know, because of the fashion industry and their size limits and age limits. So I just, that's whenever I can do it, I just like to do stuff like that.
You're too old to be a ring girl at those 11-year-old boxing matches anymore.
Yeah. And also, Doug, I love self-promoting, but I'd love to also just let everyone know it's my birthday tomorrow.
A gasp. She was born on a day.
I'll be 39 tomorrow, so...
Well, congratulations.
One more year.
One more year.
That wasn't a veiled suicide thing. That was just one more year.
One more year.
It's one more year being in my 30s. Thank you.
All right. Paul brought a copy of a book for the winner tonight that is called How to Sharpen Pencils.
That's correct.
And and here's a glass of wine for Mr. Stanton. There you go. Now we're going to get...
I like how you live, nuts. HDS.
Yeah, he's doing it right. And why did you bring this book?
It's a very funny and informative book by my friend David Reese that is both hilarious and also very informational. You will actually learn how to sharpen pencils. You can do them by hand. You can do them with a machine. He would prefer that you do not use an electric pencil sharpener. But I had already been gifted with a hard copy of the book, and then the other day received in the mail a paperback which had no new information, and so I thought, let's get this out of my house.
Nice. But you have probably something to promote, something people could purchase?
Nope.
I love that about you. Mr. Stanton, back to you. Sorry to neglect you for so long. Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. I wish the listeners could have heard that yawn before. I probably didn't even hear the what. But
why did you ask me?
You know the motion picture Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke?
I've heard of it, but it's been so long I don't remember.
Yeah, that was a movie where they say that you filmed scenes for it that they didn't use in the movie.
I did, the what?
Yeah, they say that your scenes were deleted from that film, that you had worked on it for I don't know how long, but that it got cut out.
What was cut out?
Your scenes.
All of them?
What was the scene?
They didn't elaborate. They just said.
I don't recall.
I'm not on trial here, sir.
They're lost.
And neither are you. Because when can people, do you know how and when people can see this documentary about you?
I think it's coming out in September.
And it'll be, you know, in limited theaters and then also on video on demand. And
Sophie,
yeah. Yeah, is Sophie, the director, is... September 13th at the New Art here in Los Angeles, but then lots of other dates in cities around the country.
Yeah, in New York on the 11th.
New York on the 11th. And you can maybe go to parleyfictionmovie.com or something like that?
Well, better go through Facebook.
Go through Facebook?
Sure.
All right. That's the most foreign pronunciation of Facebook that I've heard. It was delightful.
Can you buy it on demand anywhere?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Why are you asking him? He's asking her.
Because I can't see her, so I got nervous.
You were afraid she was maybe a ghost?
Yeah, no, I don't. You're not supposed to engage ghosts.
Who dares ask me about video on demand?
But thank you for that information, Sophie. And yeah, everybody can figure out how to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Look, you're on Facebook already, right? You're on there checking your stuff. You're seeing what people are up to. Their baby pictures. Here's what I ate. This, that,
it's
the other thing.
It's snowing in winter. I can't believe it again.
I cut myself to feel something. So then why not just do a little investigation and see when Harry's movie is coming out in a city near you? This is very simple, you guys. There's no need to complicate it.
I don't think either of us followed that.
And for those who are listening, it's called Partly Fiction. I don't know if we've mentioned that even yet.
Is there a chance of meatballs?
Partly Fiction with a Chance of Meatballs?
Yeah.
Part two?
That was from a Christofferson song. Partly Truth, Partly Fiction.
From whose song? I'm sorry.
Christofferson.
Oh, Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
Is it off of the album Jesus Was a Capricorn?
What?
Is it from the Kris Kristofferson album, Jesus Was a Capricorn?
I don't know.
Look, if you're on Facebook, maybe look that up as well. On Kris Kristofferson's Facebook page.
Do you have any questions for the great Harry Dean Stanton, Paul?
Yes.
Jen, get ready.
I got mine.
Was Big Love a rewarding show to work on HBO?
Yeah, it was just another Sopranos. They're all gangsters.
Did you enjoy working on that show?
Sure.
Did you do much research about the Mormon faith or no?
A little bit. I can't remember how much. It's all religions are all gangs, and it's all the same. I have no beliefs.
Jen?
That was a great answer.
My favorite John Hughes movie, Pretty in Pink, and you played Molly Ringwald's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an opinion of who she should have ended up with? She did end up with Blaine, the rich guy, but a lot of people think she should have ended up with her best friend, Ducky. Are you happy with how they ended the movie with her ending up with Blaine as her dad?
I don't give a fuck, man.
Okay. That would have been a great scene.
Dad, guess what?
I don't care.
Guess which one I picked at the prom.
I don't give a fuck.
But in real life, do you have a daughter in real life? Do you have a daughter in real life?
What?
A daughter?
No.
If you did, would you want her to be with a rich guy or the nerdy, slightly poor guy that loves her? You don't give a fuck.
Again, I don't give a fuck.
Referring to my previous answer.
Paul, are you finding us some information?
I am. Because you have such a storied career. Would it be okay to continue in this vein and ask you about different films that you've worked on?
Sure. Go
on. All right.
Well, Paul, even better. Let's play a game that involves that exact thing.
Doug, that's a capital idea.
You're going to love it. But to do that, everyone on stage needs to pick a name tag. Did you guys bring name tags this week? We've got some always some fun signs in the audience. And everyone's going to pick somebody to play for. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And this is you're representing this girl in this game we're about to play, and this is what she's calling a name tag. It's not really, so that probably makes it extra confusing.
That's not weird, Lorraine.
What's happening right now? But Paul, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Jen, and her name tag is a little top, and it says Incept Jen.
It's cute. Inception, I get that one.
It's like a reference to the movie Inception, a movie that I've heard of but not seen. Dictated, now, but not read.
Jen is holding that crazy eraser head baby like in such a loving way right now.
I'm actually a pretty sweet girl.
Mom-like.
But she can barely take care of herself.
I didn't want to name it that. I'm playing for Sam.
Yeah, you can't name a book yourself. Why would they let you?
You think you can until Simon and Schuster brings the horn down.
Jerks.
Doug, wait till you try writing a book or reading one.
Yeah, dumb.
I've done both, sir.
Oh.
The book I wrote was with two other fellows, so it doesn't really count. What's that? You're playing for Sam. Okay. And the game we're going to play...
Is this scary?
It might be. It might be scary. That thing is so creepy.
Comic, author, puppeteer. What else can't she do?
In honor of our esteemed guest, Mr. Harry Dean Stanton, we're going to change things up today, and we're going to play one game for all the marbles. It's the new game, a.k.a. the Seth Rogen game. In this game, I name an actor or a director, and then everyone on the panel takes turns naming movies that that actor or director was involved in until we run out and there's one person.
I think I can do this one, finally.
And today...
And you're saying marbles are at stake.
Yes, all of them. All of the marbles in existence are on the line.
This is heady.
Yeah, and of course we're going to play today with actor Harry Dean Stanton and his films. So we'll start with you, sir. Again. Just name any movie that you're
up
in.
On your phone again?
Anyone at all. Jen, what are you doing?
I'm asking Paul to bring up that list on his phone again.
No, you got to play for reals.
Oh.
It's okay. It's just for the marbles.
All the marbles.
All of them. Just name name a movie that you've been in, that you worked on.
Paris, Texas.
Bam, my favorite, right out of the gate. Paris, Texas. People I know here tonight watched parts of it to prepare for this evening. They watched parts of the movie today because they knew they were going to see you tonight, some friends of mine. And you're right, there's no reason for me to bring that up. But I do love that movie. Paul Tompkins?
Yes. What do I do now?
Name any Harry Dean Stanton motion picture.
Oh, okay.
From his many films, some of which we've mentioned already this evening.
Has anyone said Paris, Texas?
Let me check. Judges?
I just saw it in the theater. Hopefully it'll come to me. Repo Man.
Repo Man. Yeah, it's a great one.
So by the way, it is always intense.
That's my second best choice.
That would have been what you chose next?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's been taken, so... But those are both great, great movies. Repo Man was playing downtown at midnight last Saturday. So that's
did you
cool.
see it, Doug?
I did not. I wanted to.
Thanks for the retroactive update.
It's just I went out to my car and it wasn't there. And I spent all night. I know, it's the most ironic story. Jen, name any Harry Dean Stanton film.
Well, I'll say Pretty in Pink because I just said it.
Oh, you snake.
Thank you.
Pretty in Pink. All right. Alien. You're up. Alien, bam. They say that when the thing burst out of John Hurt's chest, that you guys didn't know that that was going to happen. That's why you were so scared.
We knew it was going to happen. We didn't know what was going to happen.
you didn't know what that thing was going to do. Oh. That thing looks like it, that thing a little bit.
It does.
Actually.
Do you think they're related?
I mean, only in the vaguest sense that we're all brothers and sisters. But
what is that thing?
We're all aliens.
That thing's from David Lynch's Eraserhead, is what that's supposed to be from.
It's the little guy from Eraserhead, right?
The little.
Or is
guy.
He Eraserhead?
The little fella.
Is this guy known as Eraserhead?
Does his head look like an eraser?
I didn't know if Sam was a bad puppet maker.
No, Eraserhead had, you know, kind of like hair that stood up, and hence the name.
Like Yahoo Serious?
Yeah.
No, more eraser-like. And,
yeah, and
like Kid and Play.
And either Kid or Play, yes.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was Kid. Paul, your turn. Any Harry Dean Stanton movie?
The Last Stand.
Yes, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Which we saw together, Doug.
Yeah. And
as a Last Stand?
The Last Stand with
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's his name? Johnny Knoxville?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a
you spent
it's a pretty recent one.
I think you spent your entire screen time on a tractor in that film.
So you spent what?
On a tractor? You were on a tractor telling someone to get off your land.
Oh, yeah. I think I got shot, right?
That's correct.
He's good at this. Jen?
The new movie, Partly Fiction. That counts. That counts.
Partly Smartly. And but nice to get another plug in for it.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Doug. You know how much I know about movies. This is really great.
Mr. Stanton, we need another one from you. Another movie.
Movie I've were, been in?
Yeah, yeah.
I've done over 200 movies.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it would be easy.
Missouri Breaks?
Missouri Breaks, that's a nice one. I don't think either of these two would have...
Jack Nicholson and Marlon.
Marlon Brando, yeah. Very nice. You've worked with everybody.
Huh?
You've worked with everybody.
Yeah.
Especially now, Paul Tompkins and Jen
great
Kirkman.
Great.
Cross them off your to-do list, to get list. But thanks again for being here. Paul, do you have another one that you've thought of? Made 200.
I know. Trying to think of them in order. Somewhere in the upper 80s. Walker?
Don't remember that one.
What's
Alex,
Walker?
Alex Cox.
Who? Oh.
Walker? No, I didn't do it.
Warner Walker?
No.
You should have been.
He wasn't an Alex Cox movie, though.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Well, Repo Man, obviously.
This would have been, yes, this would have been,
but then
I think,
another.
The third after... Second or third after Repo Man.
All right, well, I
blew it.
I'm devastated to say this, but Paul F. Tompkins is out, everybody. Yeah.
It's very sad.
And I can name a director he's worked with, right? You said a director or name of a
idea?
Movie. I thought you said name a director.
Yeah, I thought that at first, too. But
or
no.
Name of a movie.
No, we're either playing with a director initially or an actor, and this time it's an actor.
Yeah, superfluous information that just served to muddy the waters.
The Cheech and Chong movie,
next
Too
episode,
Stoned.
We're doing Spielberg. What?
Too Stoned, the movie that you just mentioned.
The British film about weight loss?
That's how...
No.
No, that's not what it's called, so you'd be out also.
Okay.
And that means that Harry Dean Stanton has won. He's the last man Stanton.
One. What did I win?
It's just a dumb game and you don't really win anything.
I haven't a clue what's going on.
Yeah. But somebody in the audience is going to win all this stuff that we all brought as a prize, and that person is Weird Lorraine. Yeah, so congratulations, Weird Lorraine.
Sorry, Sam.
Put that back on your counter.
Here you go. That's going to be weird for you to hold for the rest of the show. I don't know where you're going to put that. But, you win all the prizes. And Do we have... I don't think they wrote a shithead on the back of either of those, did
they? Sam wrote shithead.
Okay, can you pass the... I don't need the whole baby, but I'll just take the piece of paper. Thank you. Paul tried to take a peek. And yours has it on it, too?
Nope. Just thought I'd pass it over.
It had something written on it that's crossed out.
What happened,
So who
Jen?
Is this person? Where are you?
Come up and back. Whisper something to Doug. Or yeah, whisper something to me. And then
come on, honey.
Doug.
Come up and whisper something.
No, just come over. Just come over and write it down right here. Just, you know, anyone that you want me to call a shithead at the end of the show, don't look at Paul like that's what you're going
to
write.
Jen, would you like to meet Harry Dean Stanton? It's Jen. Jen.
Yeah. Jen. Yeah, Jen.
I feel like I'm at Starbucks.
Jen, you guys are really hitting it off. So, Paul, we have a... You know, we have a few moments here left over.
Okay.
Because I thought that would last longer than it did, but...
Can I say, it's,
you
it's
did?
Honestly...
You booked me. It's, you thought I'd name movies?
It is honestly, it's so... It's very difficult because there have been so many films that you've been in that it's like your mind goes blank. And I'm sure, like, I think I've probably seen... You know, if you've made 200 films, I've probably seen more than 100 of them, I'm sure. But it's like, I wasn't prepared to play this game.
Yeah, it is, the whole idea is to catch everybody off guard.
Well, you did, Doug. Congratulations to you. You and your weird little mind
it's
games.
It's fun. I was waiting for, let's play the game that you started to play before we played the game. Go ahead and pull up on your phone. Let's ask him about specific movies. Well, since we have a little time left over.
You mean the game I call Question Game?
Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Escape from New York?
See? Oh. There you go.
John Carpenter.
Yeah, that's a terrific movie.
Yeah.
You have a good part in that.
Yeah.
Fun to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say the green.
We're really getting...
See, it's hard when you see it, then you're like, oh,
you
yeah.
were going to say Green Mile?
I swear.
And then you didn't?
Because I was like, no, I don't think.
Oh, Green Mile, I may West sit on my face.
Yes.
And
yes.
Baseball Jordan really loves that movie. All right, it's exciting. What do you got, Paul?
One of your early ones, Pork Chop Hill, you played U.S. soldier with Browning automatic rifle.
Uncredited.
You were uncredited in 1959. Oh,
with Don Rickles, right?
Was he in that? Don Rickles was in that?
Didn't you see it?
It's on my list. Pork Chop Hill is on my list.
That was Don Rickles and I were a machine gun crew.
Was he
really?
What's that?
It was Kelly's Heroes.
Kelly's Heroes.
Oh, that was I'm sorry. Kelly's Heroes. What was the
think
one
you owe someone else an apology to.
What's the one you were talking about?
Don't apologize for being in a lot of movies.
Pork Chop Hill.
Pork Chop Hill. Was that Gregory Peck?
Probably.
And that, of course, there was the sequel, Hamburger Hill.
That's a lot of, Cool Hand Luke.
Oh, you played Tramp.
Paul Newman.
Were you there when he ate all those eggs?
Were you there when he ate all the eggs?
The egg scene?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're there cheering him on? Yeah. That must have been disgusting.
Yeah. No, it was fun. Strother Martin, I remember, he's my favorite character in that movie.
Yeah.
The warden.
Mm-hmm.
Says to Paul Newman when he comes in, "And what are you in for?" Says, "Cutting heads off parking meters." He said, "Well, what was that? We ain't never had one of them before." He said, "Why'd you do that?" He said, "Just killing time." "Just killing. Well, you got yourself some time to kill now. If you keep your mind right, you'll get along just fine with me." That was one of my favorite scenes. So.
Yeah, he's also got that. Top 100 quote of all time. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Yeah. Was that dude also?
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Mm-hmm. You said it.
1971, Tulane Blacktop. Oh, yeah.
You played Oklahoma Hitchhiker as H.D. Stanton.
Yeah. I played my own self.
That's right.
It seems that way.
Are you from Oklahoma?
No, I'm from Kentucky.
Have you ever hitchhiked?
Yeah, I hitchhiked to Louisville, Kentucky to get in the Navy, I think. I was in World War II.
So my father was in World War II. He was also in the Navy.
He
was on the Lexington.
Where?
In the Pacific.
Okinawa?
I think so. He didn't talk about it much.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Tell him your dad's name. See if he knows it.
Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Yeah, that's where I met Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Long time friends with that dude, Bob Dylan?
Yeah, we're good friends.
That's awesome.
Are you still friends with him now?
Oh, yeah.
I heard he keeps his Christmas lights up all year in Malibu. Just one string of lights.
I didn't know
you
that.
You know. I just heard it. I can't confirm or deny.
Sounds like him.
It does sound like him.
What kind of crazy party were you at where that was a topic of discussion?
I actually saw it on Twitter. Meryl Marco lives near him, and she takes pictures throughout the year and says, still
up. To prove
up.
That he always
yeah,
has him
Yeah, just
up.
One string of lights on his fence in Malibu. On every night.
Well, why not, right?
Yeah. Hey, it's always Christmas time in your heart if you want it to be.
That was one of his best songs.
That was his first, when he went
to one of his holiday classics. Has he ever recorded a holiday song?
Bob
Dylan?
He made a Christmas album.
A whole album of them?
Yes.
Everybody has to, I guess.
Everyone must.
You've made a Christmas album, haven't you? No. But you've done some recordings?
I recorded a Mexican song from Paris, Texas. Ry Cooder soundtrack album.
Nice. And, I've seen you sing before here in Los Angeles.
I've recorded songs in this part of this documentary.
Yeah. It just covers all of your career, right?
What?
The documentary is about your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
Does that include 1974's The Godfather Part 2?
I whispered Godfather to Paul, and he shook his head. I could have won.
Part 2, though.
Well,
that did not play
also
out.
The TV series, though, The Godfather.
The TV series, The Godfather?
It says The Godfather, a novel for television.
I think that's when they smushed the two together and made it like one long special. They called it that, maybe?
Oh.
That could be.
I bet it would have counted. I bet it would have been a big debate during the game.
It would have been fun. We wouldn't have had all this extra time at the end, though, to chat with our amazing guests. Paul's still looking for titles.
The Rose, Bette Midler's Tour de Force.
Oh, playing at 1, 2, 4. Oh, I thought you're doing a movie film.
What were you in that? Were you like a tour manager, roadie?
What did I do in that?
In The Rose? It was a lot of concert scenes.
I sang
in
that. Does anybody remember?
Oh, you played like a country singer in the movie?
Yeah, I was a singer.
Yeah. We have confirmation from one gentleman in the crowd. Thank you so much for that.
You played Billy Ray. You also did an episode of Laverne and Shirley. You played the character Johnny Velvet.
Was he a singer, too?
I was a rock star, yeah.
Have a really good voice, which I didn't...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like to do rock singing more than...
All genres of music. I can sing in Italian, Spanish, Croatian.
Wow.
French.
That must impress the ladies. I'm not going to, you know, pry into your personal life, but that must have helped out with the ladies.
Got me laid a lot. Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
That's what I meant, but I didn't want to say it. I thought I'd let you say it. Did you have sex with Laverne or Shirley?
Both of them, yeah.
You really did?
Scenes deleted. It's on the box set.
Not at once.
One from the Heart, famous, kind of like at the time was a troubled production, One from the Heart. It was all shot in the studio, right? Francis Ford Coppola.
One from the Heart. Who was in that?
That was Raul Julia.
Francis Coppola, yeah.
Yes, yeah, sir, yes.
Terry Garr was in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frederick Forrest, yeah. And it was a...
Yeah,
and
Tom... Who was the singer in that?
Tom Waits. Tom Music Waits, by Tom yeah. Waits and Crystal
Clear. He Gale. Called it One Through the Heart.
Because it didn't do well.
Yeah, it was a very troubled, expensive production.
Christine, you played Detective Rudolph Junkins.
Yeah.
Had you were you familiar with Stephen King before you did the movie?
Stephen King?
The writer?
The writer. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. John Carpenter directed it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, you worked with him a bunch of times.
Yeah, he wanted me to do a series with, I played a private investigator. He said, I'll write the first three. You can be, you'll be, and this is the way they presented it to me, you'll be richer and more famous and have more pussy on screen and off than you've ever had. So you can sing in it and you direct. I have to do with the cat. He offered me a whole career. I could have been a leading man.
So, but you didn't do the series?
No.
What would he have had to have said?
Yeah, he was like, what? He was like, no thanks, I'm good on pussy. I am all full of
Randolph.
I get plenty
anymore.
Of it. Yeah, I don't need the aggravation. Of
but you were in Red Dawn,
starring
which was
in
the
a TV
first
series.
PG-13
Wolverines.
Movie.
Yeah, it was
Red Dawn, the first PG-13 movie about World War III in America.
Well, the Russians were in...
The Russians.
That was during the Cold War. Every movie was about
it wasn't the Russians in the new one. It was somebody else. But
yeah,
it's just amazing the movies that he has been. And I cannot thank you enough for being here, sir, and participating in this, in this goofiness. Yeah, this is it. It's finally over.
Thank you.
And thank you also to Paul F. Tompkins, to Jen Kirkman. And as always, Meep is Murder is a shithead?
What?
Yeah. What?
Weird Twitter guy.
Okay. It's a weird guy on Twitter. I don't know. I don't know either.
What did he say?
Don't worry about it.
I want to know. What the fuck did he say?
He says it's a name from Twitter. Do you know what Twitter is? Twitter?
Twitter?
Twitter, yeah, it's a thing on the internet where people...
T-W-I-T-T-E-R,
like tweet, like a bird, Twitter.
I'm having a clue.
That's why I wanted to drop it.
What is Twitter?
You've asked just the right person. It's a place where you can be insulted all day long and just have to take it. No, you know, it's internet nonsense. We'll talk about it after the show.
Oh, tell me what it means.
It's a little website where you write jokes all day and Twitter your time away. It's like you Twitter your time away on this website.
No, that's not an expression.
Well, it is now.
You Twitter your time away.
None of these people know what the fuck it means.
But I mean, it's a takeoff on Fritter Your Time Away, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not. It's well, because it's...
We're twilliterate on the topic.
You don't
what
know
does it
either,
mean?
Right?
No, I know what it is, but it is hard to explain.
It's the
Paul,
opposite.
You try. You try.
It is it's a website where people can send each other and the world very brief messages. They only have 140 characters, letters, to play with. And so you try to condense your little thoughts in there, and then people respond to you or don't. But if you're a comedian like we all are, we use it to promote our shows and make jokes and things like that. And then people just complain that you're promoting things too much or that your jokes aren't funny enough. It never should have been invented.
That's boring.
It's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Exactly right.
It's boring.
And also, Miley Cyrus is a shithead.
Now it's time for Judge and Watcher Tucker Cocky. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess, makes him cocky. There's no room